This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli, and we broadcast 2 hours a day from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Doc Ram's with us. Welcome, Doc Ram.
Good morning, Vincent.
Crystal
Hello?
Clear.
Can you hear me
crystal
okay?
Clear. Oh, yeah. This
okay.
is great. Absolutely
well,
great.
Well, I'm working with new equipment, too. I have a really nice mic bowl and new speakers and my laptop. Thank you, Russell. Russell Ringy, my tech support, put this computer together for me.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, it's working 5x5. So, Rick, I was thinking about lots of things today. I want to talk about climate change. I want to talk about something that a great American philosopher said that, think of how stupid the average person is and then realize half of them are more stupid than that. And that was, George Carlin. And I think we're doomed. I think we're doomed because the average person doesn't care, and the average person doesn't care to think, and even more importantly, the average person doesn't care to act. Would you agree with that? I mean, have you seen the average person? I mean, every time I go to the big city, Springfield, or every time I go to Walmart, or every time I go to Sam's Club, I see people who are just careless.
Well,
careless with their vehicles.
The average people aren't going to survive. It's going to be Walmart shoppers is idiomatic. I mean, that's I have some pictures, man. Walmart shoppers, there it is. It is a classic concept. And people not paying attention to what they look like or what people might think about them. They just do it. And there's going to be blood, and it's going to happen shortly. And we have fires again here in Oregon today. We have the Klondike fire 3 days ago has been contained, and then there was a loud explosion, and the fire started up again. And when you look from space, there it was, lava. It is literally the plate is shifting. And it's up in Canada, up in the territories, up north of B.C. Lava is showing. Down in the Trinities, there is a small slip. Lava is showing. There is a volcano off of Crescent City, about 60 miles off of Crescent City, underwater, that when it goes, we're going to have a plate shift. The Yellowstone is now showing lava in Ohio. There is an activity with the lava flowing. It is about to go. When it goes, the New Madrid fault line is going to slip. And the part that I have concern is that you have all those reactors right now pumping it out. There they go. with all that nuclear waste, nowhere to put it, nothing to do with it. What are we going to do with it? And they have not turned, they're all leaking. They're all leaking. It is going to be possibly one of the worst disasters in world history. Not humanity, but before humanity. It's going to be the worst one possibly ever. Trial by fire.
Rick, as you say that, I keep thinking about, how stupid the average person is. Not my words, George Carlin's
complacent
words.
Complacent might be a better word. Complacent.
Well, yeah, but it's all the above. It's ignorance. It's complacence. It's apathy. It's laziness. It's all of that wrapped
well,
into
denial,
probably
the idea that
denial.
Denial. The idea that it's going to happen. There's no way it's not going to happen, but I'm going to pretend.
And I think George Carlin, I never met him, never heard him live, but I have a feeling that he just wrapped all of those words, all of those descriptors into the word stupid. And I think he was absolutely right. And, when you talk about the Walmart shoppers, you can see it. If you go to a Walmart and you just stand out of the way near the intersection where people go in and out of the store, the main entrance, one of the two main entrances to a superstore, it's all marked with diagonal white lines to let you know, this is, pay attention, boys and girls, pay attention to this area because there's a lot of people walking around, cars are going through it, and you see people just walking out, looking down at their phones, talking on their phones, pushing their carts while they're talking on their phones, not paying attention to the cars. And the cars are being piloted by people who aren't paying attention because they're on their phones. And this is like a recipe for disaster, a recipe for blood squirting everywhere from people being run over by all of these people not paying attention. The walkers, the cart pushers, and the pilots of the automobiles and light trucks. It's just a microcosm of how stupid we are and how stupid we've become. Is it really, really, really that important to be paying attention to a cell phone? And let me give you another example. So, and I look at the Laclede Electric Cooperative annual circus. It's a circus disguised as an annual board of directors meeting. But my son told me that there was a guy sitting next to him. My son was in the audience. I was on stage. And the guy looked up while I started to speak for about 30 seconds and then went back to his phone. He went back to his phone. Now, what is that guy doing at the board of directors meeting if he's not paying attention to the most critical part? And I'm not saying I was the most critical part, but the presentations by those who were running to decide the electric rates and the policies and the procedures of the cooperative, this guy's not paying attention. He's looking down at his phone. Now, I'm sure he's saying, hey, I can multitask. Yeah, really? I don't think so. I don't think that people can really remember what happened when they were on the phone, when they were talking on the cell phone. And the proof of it is people will be on the cell phone talking while they're operating their vehicle, and then 20 minutes will go by, and they'll go, wow, I didn't know we went through there already. Gosh, time sure does fly when you're behind the wheel. No, it doesn't. You just are oblivious to all around you, or almost all around you, when you are on your cell phone.
I'm concerned about preparation and not being prepared. And then when something does happen, what first happens is panic. There's the different stages of grief that one goes through, and denial is part of it. I don't believe that this is actually happening. I'm not going to. It takes like a period of time before you get to a place of acceptance that it has to change. There's no way around it. You're going to have to pony up. Now, the prepping that I'm talking about are basics, like your water and your hygiene, when you go to the toilet. How are you going to manage that if you can't flush your toilet? Do you have a plan? Do you have lye around that you could put on the manure? What are you going to do if you have to go to the toilet in a city where you live? In your apartment, nobody has given a thought of that. And then when you drive the freeway, like I did, I just came back from Vancouver Island, as you know, and the amount of trucks that are on a highway, it used to be a joke. It was called convoy. Today, it is literal. There's one truck after another. There are more trucks on I-5 than automobiles at some times of the day. That's not healthy in a number of ways, to include so-called just-in-time delivery. You can expect delays in everything when a disaster happens. The disaster is going to have all kinds of things with, you know, exhaustion. And that, I don't know what to say other than it's time for you to rethink your life. To sit down and say to yourself, you know, what is it that's important to me? I don't think anybody's ever done that. Not really.
You're absolutely right.
You know, is it my family? Is it my life? Do I care to live through something that's a disaster? Most people would say no.
Rick, I got a call. I was on a call yesterday from one of our class, same as Robert, and Robert from Kansas. And he was extolling his thoughts on USA Prepares. And he mentioned a number of instructors. He mentioned Dr. Norman Shealy. He mentioned Rich Sheban. He mentioned you many, 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 many times. And Bert Bertonis and others. And what he was saying is that USA Prepares is paying attention and talking about things that other broadcasts flat out don't talk about. And he, when he was talking about you, he was talking about the level of the depth of your thinking and how you question things that no one talks about, like what you just said, which is, what's important to us? What are we doing? Why are we racing around like rats on a treadmill or mice on a treadmill? You know, what's the purpose of all this? So we can have enough money to buy beer and go to the... what was that?
One of the key words is called distraction.
Yeah.
We're distracted to the point where we're not paying attention. But it isn't.
Okay. I've got a comment about that when we come back after the short break. And in Marken, Illinois, you're up right after my comment. Please don't touch that dial. Doc Ram's with us.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So at the annual meeting of Laclede Electric, the CEO and general manager, Mark Rocker, took a moment. I'm going to read this. It's only a very, very short paragraph. And it's from the website. Quote, in his remarks, CEO slash general manager Mark Rocker took a moment to talk about what it was like in rural areas before electricity, referencing lighting, cooking, heating, entertainment, and setting poles. Quote, of course, so much of our entertainment today, whether it comes from the TV, radio, or computer, depends on the kilowatt hour that Laclede Electric provides. Just think, there would be no smartphones or cell phone if there were no electricity, end quote. The point I'm trying to make is there we have the CEO at the annual meeting talking about entertainment, distractions. How important really is that text? How important is that that call? How important is that game on your cell phone? To me, I'm doing just fine without a cell phone. I really am. I met a guy yesterday, and he couldn't believe that I didn't have a cell phone. And he quizzed me on, you know, technology, like, how am I getting by? How am I getting by without a cell phone? Well, quite well, thank you very much. I really am. Mark in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Doc Ram.
Yeah, good morning. I had a question, or actually, I had a statement that I'd like to make, but I was asked, like, who is Amalek? And why would they want to attack God's people, Israel? And when I was stationed in the army in Palestine, I was stationed on an army base in Ramallah, and And that was the base where the British planes took off in 1917 during World War I, and they liberated the city of Jerusalem. That's actually a scripture in Isaiah 31, verse 5, as birds flying over Jerusalem. And the Mongol Turks, which were descendants of the house of Esau, Amalek, they were inhabiting the city, and not one shot was fired. And the city of Jerusalem and the nation of Israel came back in the hands of the Druid, Celtic, Anglo-Saxon kindred people of Israel. And so we have in Zechariah, where it talks about the nation of Israel being invaded by the armies of Russia and China. We also have it in Jeremiah 50, 51, and Ezekiel 38, 39, where it's talking about America, Ephraim, Canada, Manasseh, America, 13 tribe. And we have to understand who the identity, who is Israel. And the Russians understand this because they are Amalek. They are Gog and Magog. And the Bible is very clear that they're going to attack us. They're going to detonate hydrogen bombs over American cities. You can study this, and you can see this. And we know that nuclear war is coming. And I think it's very close. I think we crossed the threshold that started in 1979. And we're at the time. We're at the point of time right now. I just wanted to see what Richard would say about that.
I think the first thing I'd say to you is thank you for your service. I'm so very sorry what's happening in America right now. I understand biblical scripture. I have to put on my science hat, which is not always correct, and state that I have no clue what is about to happen. I certainly hope there is no war, because really, I'm reminded of the 60s song about, you know, war. What's it good for? Nothing. It doesn't solve anything. It's usually a bunch of old men sending a bunch of young men out to die on some personal gain, dealing with money and ideology of religious beliefs, of one belief over another. And I believe in protecting my home and family. But where do you draw the line on where that home is and your family? Today, in my opinion, the United States is possibly the worst bully I have ever encountered in history. It's just intimidating to think about. And now we have the Agent Orange thing coming up again with Monsanto. The way we went into deforesting, I don't have an answer for you. What do I think? I'm not interested in going to war. I don't want to hurt anybody.
I agree. Mark, thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Around 1,000 people are expected to attend a service this morning at a church in North Phoenix to remember late Senator John McCain, who passed away last Saturday. Former Vice President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy and also making remarks at the request of the late Senator, Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, who says it's going to be difficult.
How do you accurately be able to give somebody their due justice, you know, who's served the United States for 60-plus years, I mean, dedicated his entire life, and to be able to do that in, you know, 5 or 6 minutes is extremely difficult, but I'm going to do the best I can. And
Triple A's predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day in the last 4 years for your gas tank. The national average for a gallon is now $2.84. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why should I have got your take my when you go to the feed? For 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Mark in Illinois brought up some really good points, and he mentioned hydrogen bomb. Class, we referred to them in the past as the H-bomb because it employs fusion isotopes of hydrogen. And the first one, the first test, was carried out by the United States in 1952. And A number of countries have the H-bomb. United States, Russia, United Kingdom, France, China, India, Pakistan, and North Korea, to name some. And the H-bomb is really devastating. Now, during World War II, right at the end of World War II, the United States forced Japan to surrender by releasing two atomic bombs onto the cities, Nagasaki and Hiroshima, in Japan. And it forced the surrender of Japan. Well, a hydrogen bomb has the potential to be 1,000 times more powerful than an atomic bomb. This is pretty serious stuff. So, Doc Ram, I guess the question that I have, if we had a war with hydrogen bombs, does anybody actually win? I mean, how do you win that? When you destroy the Earth?
Yeah, that's the question of why no one has actually deployed anything like that. We have tactical nukes now that have been deployed. We have, and I can prove it, and I can prove it to anybody, including Carnegie Mellon. There's my challenge in throwing down a gauntlet. I've had enough of some of these universities covering up such things as geoengineering and the rest of it. And things are happening around. Yes, nobody would win. There are weapons of mass destruction now, the likes of which you couldn't even fathom. There's one for the sun. Take it out. Now, how does that work? You're going to go blast someone else's home on another star? Why would we build bigger, better, and more? You know, that's one of the demons called greed and another one called sloth. And I've had, I'm going to start saying things about this aspect publicly because it needs to be said. For me, I live on a small piece of land. I have a single acre on top of a mountain. I've got neighbors around that I mind my business. I don't try to figure out what they're doing. It's none of my business. As long as it does not affect my life or family, I allow them to live and let live. But this concept of what the man before was talking about in war and how it's inevitable, who said that war is inevitable? Well, history. That's one of the things. But that's where a leader goes against another leader in trying to see who's got the biggest Corvette. And I don't want to be at war with anything. During Vietnam, I was in grad school. And I had one tour over in Cambodia. And what I saw over in Cambodia was Americans breaking the law. They were growing poppy, see. And I watched it. I saw it. Now, I don't believe anything in the media anymore. And with good due reason. They are no longer responsible. There is no such thing as Watergate, where they're trying to expose the real truth and bring it out to the public. I challenge the mainstream media to man up and start reporting things that need to be said by the common citizen. That's why I have my girlfriend's parents are offended if I or she were to even mention that 9/11 might have been a false flag. Why? And why is it so offensive? This is what's wrong, is the complacency and believing that what our government is doing is the right thing, when in fact government at all levels today is broken. It's corrupt. There are individuals within each agency trying to do the right thing, and at some point, they're compromised and have to make a decision to continue and keep your mouth shut or to go public or walk away. And I have several friends in law enforcement that have literally walked away. I had one friend come all the way up here to Oregon from California, discovered a serial killer. And it turned out the serial killer to animals. They were killing animals and leaving a cigarette butt as a signature in the mouth. And guess who it turned out to be? It turned out to be the local county police department doing dogfighting and the way they reminded people of their debts. I don't have an answer. What I do is try to mind my own ship and walk the best I can in terms of setting an example for our children. And to that extent, that's what's important to me right now is our children and what they see and what they learn and how they decide they want to do it. And you see, a lot of our children are like zombies. They're not engaged. They can be a group of them together, and none of them are having a discussion with each other. They're all on cell phones, voided out. They're lost in a crowd of friendship. It is a set of values. Yeah, go ahead.
A couple days ago, 2 days ago, I was heading in my truck toward the big city, and it's always a risk when I do that.
Yeah.
And there was a vehicle, a car approaching me, and we were both in this double yellow line. He was coming toward me from around a curve, slammed on his brakes, did a K-turn across a two-lane highway on a curve, across a double yellow line, and took off. And now we're both going the same direction. He was slightly ahead of me. Then he slammed on his brakes maybe a quarter of a mile later, after he made this illegal turn, dangerous turn, careless turn, reckless turn, took off, then pulled into another road, slammed on his brakes, and proceeded to cut in front of me again to go back the way he came from. Okay? And I've installed a stupometer, S-T-U-P-O-M-E-T-E-R, stupometer, in my truck, and it's connected to my truck's horn. And I've got it set for 10 seconds. So whenever my stupometer goes off, the horn blares for 10 seconds. And it's always the same reaction. Whenever somebody does something stupid, careless, reckless, and puts my life and whoever's in the vehicle with me at risk of being involved in a crash because of their careless, stupid, reckless behavior, my horn goes off for 10 seconds. And I always get the same reaction. The guy or gal makes a fist, but it's not a complete fist. It's actually one finger and a fist. And I always get that reaction for my horn going off because of their careless, stupid, reckless behavior. And it's getting more and more frequent. People are literally out of control behind the wheel of their vehicles.
You know, in Muslim religion, one of the punishments is to remove that finger.
Well, I think it'd be great. I think it'd be great. Let's start this afternoon. You know, why do people do that? Why do people, when they've been caught doing something reckless, wrong, dangerous, why do they feel that they should give that sign of defiance to the person who caught them? You know, like the gal who was alongside of me in Lebanon, Missouri, and she throws her cigarette right outside. You know, she's huffing and puffing on her cigarette, you know, like a millennial type. She's shortening her life, which, you know, might not be that all that bad of a thing based on her behavior. Throws her cigarette out right in front of my vehicle. Why would she do that? We're in stop and go traffic. She doesn't think anything of it. My stupometer told my horn to go off. It went off 10 seconds. And what does she do? She gives me the finger. It's not, I didn't cause this. I'm reacting to her careless behavior. I put a post on the internet on USA Prepares about if you're caught throwing trash on my farm, there's a $10,000 fine. And what's the reaction? On stage, the board of directors member chastises me for being not civil, because I think it's wrong to throw trash on someone else's property. I don't want my cattle harmed. I don't want my cattle's legs being cut up by broken bottles. I don't want them eating balloons. I don't want, you know, that happy birthday. Happy birthday balloons. These hydrogen or helium balloons are the dumbest thing I can think of, because all of them take off. Just happy birthday. You know, $5, $10. I don't know how much these silly things cost, but people buy them without thinking that this four-year-old's going to hold it for a short time until he lets go of it. And then it goes off, it takes off, and it lands somewhere. It lands on someone else's property, and it's now trash. And it's for someone else to pick it up. So I'm thinking that all of these balloons end up someplace else. And the cows love them. They want to eat them. And they'll kill them. And it makes me angry. How stupid can we be? Thank you, George Carlin. The lower half is just as dumb as a box of rocks. Vinny's angry. Yep. So, class, that's what I do. When someone cuts me off, my horn goes off. I don't like the sound of the horn, but they need to know it. And it's not just beep. It's 10 seconds worth of, you really did something stupid, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And don't do it again. Dr. Aaron, I'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. So, Rick, here's an interesting story on the dailymail.co.uk. So, worldwide scandal. Coverage for the scandal is worldwide. So, it says, a headline says, I'm just going to read part of it. Well, it's just another nightmare for Brad Pitt's family church in Missouri, embroiled in a child porn scandal. Brad's parents, Jane and Bill Pitt, have been longtime members of Ridgecrest Baptist Church in Brad's hometown of Springfield, Missouri. In April 2017, music director Craig Wanky was arrested for sharing child porn. He's recently pleaded guilty to receiving and distributing child porn involving a female under the age of 17. So we have this scandal in this church, this Baptist church in Springfield, Missouri. Now, why am I talking about this? Because Ridgecrest Baptist Church owns a venue that's been used for conventions. Okay? And I paid my $10 to go to a convention there years ago. And the son-in-law of the preacher, Hosey Ballou, called the cops on me and said, called 911. Vincent Finelli's here. Call the cops on me. Then the cops came to arrest me for going to a convention. Not protesting, not in body armor, not with a face mask. I didn't have my gun with me that day on purpose. I just paid my $10 to go to a convention, and I was not causing a single problem. However, they called the cops on me. Not once, but twice. That is Ridgecrest, praise the Lord, Baptist Church. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. and now they're embroiled in a child pornography scandal. Yeah, with a member of their church, a trusted member of their church. And they made worldwide news with the scandal. So, Rick, what we're finding out is politicians, civil servants, sheriffs, the criminality just goes on and on and on. Do you have any comments?
I know. It's just a promotional gimmick to build their church. There's better ways to do it. Well, that's all it's about. You know, it has nothing to do with pornography or you. It has not walking the teachings of Christ, making judgment on another person. And you call it like it is. And promotion is promotion is promotion. You know, the other side of that is where the church doesn't do it. You know, like the Church of Rome and Pope. I am very disappointed in what religion is becoming, pretty much like politics.
Okay.
I try to do the right thing, and I make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And when I get punished for it, I try not to make the same mistake twice.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Promotion.
Rick, I was trying to do a little bit of studying about the color of roofs, because I believe, I absolutely positively believe, that we are affecting our climate with the things that we do. For example, I think that although it's great to have an automobile and a truck, and I think it's great to have those conveniences, and I think it's great to be able to use them for beneficial purposes, I believe the exhaust is not so good. Okay? And I think that, you know, there are alternatives that we could pursue, but I don't think we've been pursuing them as vigorously as we could. And in that light, I'm thinking that the roof colors that we select are poor choices based on the environment and the climate change. And I would like to suggest that we are careful in the colors that we select, and I'd like to read a little bit of a post about what others have to say about the color of roofs when we come back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.